to go and think about a wheel. It makes me realize I didn't play any roulette on my vacation.
Yeah, true.
I think I need a little more time off, man. I'm gonna split. Get Stu back in here. I'm going up to Vegas.
2 weekends and a week in between.
It's not nearly enough. You know how it is.
I do know how it is. Yeah, goes by so fast.
Especially when you don't get to Vegas. By the way, have you heard they're starting the super train or whatever up to Vegas? It's supposed to be done by 28. I know, but they've actually broken ground on it. They're working.
They've told us that 15 times.
I know, but I got my fingers and toes crossed, man.
That would be nice.
You'd be so wasted on the train up there and wasted on the way back. You don't have to go through airport security.
That's true.
And lose all your money a lot faster.
Great.
Yeah.
You would be so poor right now if you did that.
Oh, my God, dude. It would be bad. Bad.
All right. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All righty.
Give me five.
It is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. There's quite a few KLOS bands and artists that made it in this year, so I figured we'd play five from those, and we'll tell you who they are a little later so you can say, hey, this is my favorite song from them.
A couple different What's Up with Florida's.
Oh, really?
The news is coming fast and furious. It's hard to keep track of. People are dumb on the show.
Nice.
And you were surprised by having a gun pulled on you.
I had a shotgun pulled on me once.
It was not a situation that normally involves a gun.
Well, I wasn't expecting it, that's for sure.
Okay.
I was about 9.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour as well. And the KLOS name game.
$2,400.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Right now.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
And I bet this check will bounce, too, but that's beside the point.
Louisiana woman arrested for attempting to have a threesome with her neighbor.
You know, why arrested? It's high. Why not do it?
Went down in an apartment complex in Monroe, Louisiana on Thursday night around 11:15. According to police, this woman, 31-year-old Shadonna Hurd, went looking for a threesome. She wanted to have that was her goal. I want to have a threesome.
Did she have a one plus one already?
She did not.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so she was by herself.
Gotcha.
And she started knocking on neighbors' doors.
I know you guys are a couple.
Right.
I've heard you going at it occasionally. May I join?
One man answered the door and he said he did not recognize her.
I don't know who you are.
And she pushed her way into his apartment.
I'm coming in and we're doing it.
Right. The horny woman tried to quote have sexual activities with him and his girlfriend.
They're sitting there watching SpongeBob SquarePants at 11 o'clock
getting
at night.
High.
And getting way high.
Right.
And then she comes.
He called police.
Aw, dude, just relax. Just tell her to get the hell out.
After leaving the apartment, her quest for a threesome took her to a nearby Circle K. What?
I have set up a lot of threesomes at Circle K's. I don't know why.
Just waiting for people to come in.
Yeah.
They're usually in favor of it.
That's true. You just hang out by the ice machine out front. You're like, hey, ready for a three-way.
Hurd was arrested and confirmed as a suspect by the male victim.
Victim! Come on!
She managed to collect an impressive list of charges ranging from a felony for unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling. I didn't know that was a
fancy
thing.
Fancy talk, yeah.
Several misdemeanors for disturbing the peace, criminal damage to property, and resisting an officer.
Was he trying to get a three-way going?
I don't think so. I think he was trying to stop her.
I see.
But she was not to be denied.
I'll be back in a while. I'm going to Circle K. What's going on? We're going to have to give me five about your favorite narcotics one of these days.
Oh, I like it.
I don't think we've done that before. I should do that at some point. But now...
What's up with Florida?
This story, again, involves... Hold, please.
Yes.
Was not ready.
An alligator.
An alligator.
Nice. I love a good alligator story.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida, a Florida man took on a large alligator that was disturbing the peace in downtown Jacksonville. It was in the middle of a street.
I've seen videos where, like, the alligator just comes marching right up to people's backyards. And I'm like, why would you live there?
That seems to be the case.
Insane.
And I didn't know that they have a force of volunteers that are willing to take on an
alligator.
I didn't know that, but this is a story about one of them. Listen.
When Florida attacked
alligator.
This
8-foot-long gator.
Alligator.
Was causing some issues near homes in Jacksonville, so a nuisance trapper stepped in and wrestled the gator.
Alligator.
With his bare hands. He says he was at a hockey game with his kids when he got the call. He ended up leaving the game, realized he didn't have his equipment, so he kind of said, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and improvise here. And in case you're wondering, he went right back to the hockey game after he wrangled that gator.
Alligator.
Just another day in the life of the Florida man.
I think that woman is on cocaine, speaking of. Yeah, she had, like there was no, there wasn't, it couldn't jump in and edgewise anywhere.
No, she would not stop.
What does she say here? What is it called?
Homes in Jacksonville, so a nuisance trapper.
A nuisance trapper. Yes. That's what they volunteer for, to be a nuisance trapper.
That's got to be my, I want that job.
So
I mean,
the dude probably has a beeper from 1972 or whatever it was. And it says 911, and he knows he's needed. He's in a hockey game.
Right. He's sitting there watching a game.
He leaves the hockey game and goes to take care of this gator. He doesn't have his shoes on for some reason. They mentioned that in the story. He doesn't have shoes.
Doesn't have any of his equipment either.
Why would he take off his shoes?
He's like shoeless at well, it's Florida.
And he chases the
alligator
while it's like swinging its tail, and he grabs it and he gets on top of it. He wrestles it.
What?
Gives it over to him and then goes back to the hockey game.
See you guys later. Thanks a lot, Jay. The bill will be in the mail.
A nuisance trapper.
I need that.
We need that so much here.
Yes.
Oh. We just need to get some
alligator.
That will be fine. Aurora man guilty of pulling gun on Burger King worker.
Oh.
Who refused drugs as payment.
Look, special orders don't upset them. They should have taken some blow or whatever for a Whopper.
A guy faces more than 400 years in prison.
Wow.
And what I described was just the beginning of it.
Wow.
He apparently drove through the Burger King.
Okay.
And then wanted to pay for it with a baggie of meth.
Baggie of meth. All yes. Right. All right.
And the Burger King employee had the nerve. To say no.
Yeah, I'm gotta think this can't be his first stab at that.
I would guess that's true.
I mean, you know, you can pull up and be like, hey, I got a little meth, man. All right, here's your burgers for free. Come back anytime, buddy.
So the guy at Burger King says no, and then Eugene Robertson, 40, pulls his gun and points it at his head.
Wow, you're taking the meth. You're going to get hooked right now. First one's free, kid.
No way this guy saw that coming.
Oh, no. So well, should have.
That's what we want to talk about right now. 818-955-KLOS. You were surprised by the presence of a gun.
Ta-da!
This is not a situation where a gun is normally needed. Just pay for your Burger King
right.
And drive through.
Exactly. And if they don't take the meth, you know, 400 years though, why so long?
Well, then the guy in the Burger King ran out to his car and got a gun. And then they started shooting back and forth.
Oh my God, what is going on in this country?
And then he went on to another shooting thing.
Sure.
He was found guilty April 12th of 8 counts of attempted first degree murder with extreme indifference.
Extreme indifference!
I didn't know that was a thing either.
I think I would be accused of that if I ever had to go. I'm like, whatever.
4 counts of menacing, using a firearm, 2 counts of reckless endangerment.
But my favorite is extreme indifference.
Extreme indifference.
That rule. Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, you know, he wasn't going to take my meth for a Whopper. He's going to die. That's just the way it is.
That's how it is. I'm sure everybody thinks he deserves it.
You ever had a gun pulled on you?
I have.
Well, yeah.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I was TPing a house.
Oh, I'm put in mind of Dazed and Confused.
And I had 2 rolls of toilet paper in my hands.
Yeah.
And I felt the gun against my head.
Wow, you don't need to get that close.
It was the next door neighbor, and he said, what are you doing?
What every teenager does.
And I don't know what came over me, but I was pissed that he would bring a gun into that.
That's understandable.
Clearly,
overreacting.
I'm toilet papering a house.
Exactly.
Clearly, that's what we're doing.
Did you answer with extreme indifference?
I did. No, but I was a little angry. I was like, toilet papering a house?
Right, buddy.
Do you see the toilet paper in my hands?
You really think this requires a head being blown off today?
What the hell is going on?
How'd you diffuse that situation?
I don't even remember. Yeah. He just went away. I was like, all right,
fine. I guess I won't kill this kid today.
Guess not you, but run.
Well, you better. 818-955-KLOS.
Have you?
Yeah, I was probably 9 or 10. my dad and I used to, yeah, you know, love urban exploration.
Sure.
And we used to just go off-roading out in the middle of nowhere in the desert and find weird stuff, old abandoned buildings.
Right.
And one of them was the coolest. It was like three buildings. One of them was a saloon from, I don't know, the late 1800s, early 1900s.
And they were just left alone?
Left alone.
Wow.
It was not trashed. It was in pretty damn good shape. Bottles still on the wall, you know.
Are you positive? Did you do drugs before this?
Not when I was 10.
Okay. I don't know. You never know.
All of a sudden, we heard a right behind us, very large, burly dude with a shotgun aimed right at us.
Wow.
This is private property. You need to get the hell out of here now. And my dad, being very wise, took me as the kid and put me in front of him. And he's like,
human shield.
Yes. And he's like, I'm just showing the kid around the saloon here.
That's so great.
That's great. Get the hell out of here.
So you were surprised by having a gun pulled on you. 818-955-KLOS.
Some people are likely to pull a gun on you if you don't let that track end completely with
that
a
is true.
Sigh.
I have found that to be true.
Let's
as well.
Go all the way to the end.
We were talking about a Burger King employee who was had a gun pulled on him because he wouldn't take meth as payment.
Yeah, I always thought you could pay for your Whopper with meth, but it turns out, I guess,
no,
that's frowned upon.
You can't have it your way. Who knew? So we're talking about you were surprised when a gun was pulled on you. What do you got?
I was pulling into a parking spot with my girlfriend. Guy pulled a gun on me.
Were you stealing a parking spot that you think he wanted?
Oh, yeah. Was he under the impression you had stolen it?
No, the parking lot was pretty much empty.
Huh.
But I guess he thought he owned the parking lot or something.
Hmm. Odd.
So
okay.
Anyways, I grabbed him by the neck.
Hmm.
And he was still in his car, and he took me for a ride hanging out his window.
Wow.
God.
Damn.
And then the cops came before he came out the parking lot. The cops got him, and come to find out it was a replica.
Oh,
so
son of a bitch.
Died over a replica gun.
Wow.
Really? It wasn't even a real gun.
Tomorrow we're going to do calls about guys who reached in your car and tried to choke you.
There's tons of those.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Wow.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You were surprised by a gun being pulled on you.
Yes, okay. So this was 1990 at Research Medical Center in Kansas City, Kansas. It was a Trauma 1 hospital. I was an ER nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And a patient that came in with gunshot pulled to him. Again, this is 1990. There was no security.
Right.
And it was a gunshot. And as I'm working on this patient, the killer comes in and pulls the drapes.
Right.
And finishes them off. And I'm right next to him.
Wow.
Holy cow.
And then he runs out.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 blocks. I was like, oh my God. And then finishes the job and then runs out.
So he shot the guy and killed him?
Yeah, he shot him.
Wow.
And then they brought him in, and
right.
I guess he followed him to finish the job. Yeah, his
wow.
friends. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You said yeah. room clear.
Well, I'm just thankful I didn't get
of
no kidding. Exactly.
I mean, I'm right next to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he wow. saved you a little work, to be honest.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We
yeah.
appreciate it.
Dang. Don't be pulling guns on nurses
right.
when they're in the. That's just not right.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I was working
good.
For Edison out at Mongo before the casino was out there.
Right.
Service rep. I go around turning on power, turning off power.
Right.
So I'm going up there and I honk the horn at the property and I pull in. And this guy comes running out with a .45, sticks it in the window, says, "What the hell are you doing here?" "We're with Edison. We just want to install an angle adapter. Is that okay?" And he goes, "Oh, okay."
The hell?
He thought you were going to muscle in on his little operation that he's got going behind the building or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The guy I was with, when we got back, was like, "Yeah, we had a gun pulled on us, and Matt shit his pants." Oh, I'm sorry, I can't say that.
And it wasn't true at all, was it?
No.
That's funny. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818, I would, though.
Yeah, sure.
Probably. 818-955-KLOS.
You were surprised by having a gun pulled on you.
Stick him up, Kevin. Boy, you wouldn't expect me to pull a gun on you here in the studio.
I would not. That's the key here, is that it's not a situation where you expected a gun to be pulled on you.
I mean, sure, when you're robbing a bank or whatever,
sure.
You know, you might have someone pull a gun on you, but you're just going through a Burger King drive-thru. And
you want to pay in meth like you do, and the guy doesn't want to take it. You pull a gun on him. That's what happens.
Yep.
You have a story like that?
About 10 years ago, I went to visit a buddy of mine down the street. My buddy lives in a cul-de-sac, and I called my sister to come pick me up. And I'm sitting there, you know, outside his garage, looking at the entrance to the street, to, you know, for my sister's car. And I see a gray car pull up next door in his neighbor's driveway. I mean, he gets out of his car and he goes into his house. And a couple of seconds later, he comes out of his house and he walks straight across the lawn, straight to me, and puts the gun directly in my face. And now, my buddy was inside the house in the kitchen, where, you know, coming out the garage, the door's open, and I could see him out the corner of my eye. But he doesn't move. He doesn't come out of the house or say anything, right? So I'm standing there, and I couldn't do much. So I looked at the guy, and he pointed the gun at me. I'm like, you mean, if you feel that that's going to fix your problem, you know, do what you got to do. There ain't much I can do. You know what I mean? And he just sat there for a second, didn't say nothing, put the gun down, and walked away. And
wow. He must have thought you were somebody else, I guess, is what I'm thinking. He thought.
Well, come to find out that the neighbor next door, he was all, you know, broken down because he's in the middle of a divorce. Well, that's fine.
Right.
I mean, you know, did that mean that you come and point a gun at somebody that you don't even know just because they're looking on the street?
I think the answer is no on that one.
Yeah, generally not. You know, right. I haven't right. too many times when I'm breaking up with somebody pull a gun on someone completely random. A few times.
Right. Sure. A couple.
And, you know, and finally my buddy comes out of the kitchen into the garage, and I'm standing, and I'm like, dude, and he's like, I'm like, what was that all about? I'm like, how come you didn't come out and say something? He goes, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like,
yeah, what's his deal? I mean, come on, man. I suppose it's probably good that he didn't, though. Probably good that he didn't confront him at all. What is the lesson here, then? If you see your friend get a gun pulled on him, you just keep watching? You don't do anything? Or what is your general take? Oh, I have a good idea.
I stay away.
Yeah, don't be friends with a guy who didn't come out and help you.
Right.
Just, you know.
Agreed. That's not a good friend. Give me five.
Give me five. Yeah, it's little five
songs in a row.
I don't give a rat's ass about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm just going to lay it out. I don't care. Nope, don't care.
Never have.
Do you really? Are you?
Not really.
I mean, when people are into
it's
though.
It's interesting to talk about with people,
yes.
But do I really care? No, not that
You're
much.
Not watching it yourself at no. all. But quite a few interesting and quite a few KLOS bands this year finally getting in.
Like Ozzy. ABBA, finally. Right?
Ozzy Osbourne, oh. Cher. Oh, wait, that's not one of ours. Tribe Called Quest. Oh, that's not one of ours. MC5, Alexis Corner, who actually kind of helped get Stone started and some British bands way back in the day. Foreigner, did I mention? I can't believe they weren't in this whole time, which is crazy. So what's of all the ones you find, they just announced it, that are for sure going in, they're going to be permanently entombed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The artists have to show up. They're going to pour cement on them, then they stay for the rest of the
year. I don't think that's how it works.
Something like that. I'm not really sure. What's your favorite? You can find them all online, the ones that are finally did win, and give us a call and let us know. 818-955-KLOS. I can tell you the one who is most excited about it, though, that was really, and I'm happy for him when they're happy about it,
right,
is Peter Frampton.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's very happy about it. So here's the first of at least five.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. We're doing Give Me Five Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees version.
About some Foreigner. Head knocker.
Doing Give Me Five Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees version.
And I, you know, I've always been a fan of Foreigner, so they almost suck me in and get me interested to be, you know, they're the 2024 class of inductees. They won, Foreigner finally going in. Yep. Right before that, MC5, they were actually part of the, what do they call it, the Musical Excellence Award.
Yeah, I don't understand that one, but yeah, okay.
I've never gotten any excellent awards. So. But of all the bands that are going in this year, it's all going to be playing in October. It's going to happen in October when they actually try and get all the bands to show up and play live, which is why I think they actually do the whole
thing. Probably, yes.
What of them, which of them do you want to hear tonight, right now on Give Me Five?
ABBA, please.
Hey, what?
ABBA, please.
Nope. We play no ABBA.
Cher?
Nope.
Cher, yeah, come on, Cher. Kevin, Cher?
You're just asking for people you know we won't play.
Oh, that can't be what you're doing, right, sir? You got another one?
Fairless Whisper.
That song was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yep.
Did you hear that? How exciting is that?
Thank God.
Hang up on yourself.
Give Me Five, the 2024 class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, includes Ozzy Osbourne. Kevin, did you hear that Heidi and Frank were mocking us?
Did, yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little upset about that.
For not getting a winner for the KLOS name game?
Yeah, nobody has won on the afternoon show.
That's true.
Since we started the new season of...
It's been all them.
Yeah, so hurry up and win. You got to hurry up and win. Sometime Sons between now and 6, we'll tell you when to call.
$2,600. Woo! Right now, people are dumb.
That is a fact.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
Surgeon fired after ogling sedated patient's genital of the day and taking money from medical company. A Harbor UCLA Medical Center surgeon was accused of a lot of different things, including sexist and racist things. Dr. Lewis Kwong, who was the subject of a lawsuit against the county last year, was terminated after a two-year investigation, according to the LA Times. His colleagues told investigators that he, quote, looked under the surgical covers of black males who were under anesthesia and discovered and discussed the, quote, genitals of the day.
Well, I was wondering what you, when he said genitals of the day, I'm like, what does that mean?
He wouldn't care about my little white wiener. Son of a bitch. He also discussed his favorite sex positions.
During surgery.
Uh-huh. I don't understand how a guy gets like this. And his preference for autoerotic asphyxiation. How does he bring that up?
Well, you know, when you especially the movie MASH, they were cracking wise all the time. They were inappropriate, but I don't know that... No, this is taken to a whole new level.
This seems bad. He also allegedly took more than $700,000 from a company that makes joint replacements and then would use them in the surgery and didn't say that he had any conflict of interest.
Wow, this guy is all across the map, man.
He's not great.
No.
While some of those allegations echo in the complaints in the lawsuit, the Times pointed out that Kwong's discharge notice never touched on his alleged bringing of a gun into the operating room.
Wow, man.
That was not mentioned.
They're like, who cares? We have a list here. They'll put him away for 450 years.
However, he was a volunteer deputy for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office and was noted for bringing a knife into the operating room at least once.
That's not a knife. You call that a knife?
What is happening? Why is a guy bringing a gun into surgery?
Let's go back. Let's circle back. I hate that phrase. To genitals of the day.
Yeah, he would rank them.
3.
It's time for what we learned. And what's up with Florida? A man was called away from a hockey game by police to catch an 8-foot alligator.
Alligator.
What's happening?
And
then, wait,
so and this is like a job. This is apparently a freelance job in Florida because it's so common.
Yes.
Reason number 69 million not to move to Florida.
Correct.
Wow.
And people are dumb. A surgeon in Southern California was fired for looking under the covers at patients' penises and ranking them as penises of the day.
And apparently we wouldn't fit into this game of his. Because,
we would not, no.
Yeah, we were the wrong color. Damn.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 7 a.m.
And that's nice and all, but I got to get out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Remember checkbooks, and you would try and keep track of all the money you had and
you try to balance them?
Do the math. I was terrible with it. I'm looking at ours, and we have $2,400. Is that right?
That is right, yes.
So
we double-checked it. $2,400.
Let's just give it away. What do you think?
It's for the KLOS name game a little bit later this hour.
Sometime between now and 4.
But that's what goes wrong. You start spending money too much. And then you get out. $2,400 for the KLOS name game. We will take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Money, money, money. Get your free money. Come get your money. Just take this money already.
Let's do it. KLOS, what is your name?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It's Kathy.
Kathy, you are caller 25.
Yay!
Well done, Kathy.
As you know, we're up to $2,400. We're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in.
And the last couple of guesses were Richmond, Virginia, and Honolulu, Hawaii. Both of those were wrong. So for the $2,400, what city and state combo plate do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to go with Lansing, Michigan.
Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, toes crossed.
Oh. I'm sorry, it is not Lansing, Michigan.
Damn. Stupid Lansing, Michigan.
Keep calling. You'll get through again.
And the next time you get through, between now and 5, it's worth
$2,500.
The name game.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
$2,500. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
The name game. The name game.
Let's do it. For $2,500, KLOS, who is this?
Miranda.
Miranda, you're caller 25.
Nice.
How did you do in geography class back in the day?
I don't think too well. I know all the 50 states, but I do have a list going.
Oh, you do? All right.
There you go. Come and prepare.
So, as you know, we're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in.
And the last couple of guesses were Lansing, Michigan, and Richmond, Virginia. So, cross those off your lists. What do you have for $2,500?
We'll go Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
You have to say it with a rolling R.
Providence, Rhode Island.
There you go. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm sorry, it is incorrect.
I think it's because he didn't roll his R's the first time. That's why.
Could be. Thank you for trying.
Yeah.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks. And next hour, it'll be worth
$2,600. We should play the name game.
Yeah, okay.
Name game.
Why not?
We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS for $2,600.
Shabu Shaba. Name of the album that comes from.
Hmm.
I heard someone on a radio station one time refer to them as INXS.
No, you didn't.
And it was like in the 90s or something. Hey, do you want to give away some money, dude?
We should.
All right,
yes.
Let's do that.
The name game, the name
game. $2,600. KLOS, what is your name?
Kent, K-E-N-T.
Hey, Kent, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. If I win the prize.
You are caller 25. You're halfway there.
Getting close.
It's the KLOS name game for $2,600. As you know, we're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city in the state it's in.
And the last couple of guesses were Providence, Rhode Island, and Lansing, Michigan. Those are incorrect. So, Kent, for $2,600, what is the capital and the state we are looking for?
I think Salem, Oregon.
Salem, Oregon.
Oregon. I don't think they burned too many witches up there, did they?
No, that was Becky.
Yeah, other Salem.
That was in the East Coast.
They burned
Salem.
A few. I mean, if you're going to call it
they
Salem.
They didn't keep up, though.
No?
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Worth a shot. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for trying.
And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$2,700.
Filming of the movie version of The Who's Tommy began on this day in rock in 1974. The first thing filmed, Tina Turner as the Acid Queen. If you haven't seen it yet, check out the Steve Martin documentary streaming on a service near you. And it was on this day in rock in 1978 when Steve was on Saturday Night Live performing King Tut. Despite being in intensive care, being dealt with a brain hemorrhage for nearly 2 weeks, Bret Michaels left his headband on, explaining, "If I'm going out, I want to go out rocking." On this day in rock in 2010.